You are listening to the La Habra City School District Podcast. Sit back, listen, and learn what is going on around the district. Now here's your host, the district's academic coach in educational technology, Jody Green.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to our first student interview. Today I'm speaking with students from Washington Middle School. They are 7th and 8th graders who are all in the Project Lead the Way class taught by Dr. Sue Pritchard. There are other Project Lead the Way classes as well, taught by Terry Bowen, Cassandra Knape, and Jay Supple, but these students are all from Dr. Pritchard's class. There are 8 of them here today, so we're going to kind of introduce them as they go to answer some of the questions that I have for them today, and we're going to get started. So, Estefania, what is Project Lead the Way, and what do students learn in it?
PLTW is a mixture of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, and students learn how to collaborate, communicate, and they also learn what is an engineer and what an engineer does.
Awesome. That sounds really exciting. So, Seth, what are some skills that you have learned this year in Project Lead the Way?
Most of the skills that we have learned in PLTW are collaborating with each other and as a team and building structures on like the computers and stuff. And we're learning how engineers work and how, like, what they have to do for their job and how much like they get paid for or their salary.
That sounds like a really interesting class. Rosetta, what does a typical day in Project Lead the Way look like?
A typical day in Project Lead the Way looks like a bunch of kids collaborating with each other, sitting on their computers, where we all sit around on these CAD programs and learn how to make various three-dimensional objects and print them out with a three-dimensional printer.
So how long have you had the three-dimensional printer? All year?
We've had it all year, but we haven't had a chance to use it yet.
How come?
We haven't had a project good enough to use yet, and we're still kind of learning how to use the program.
So, John Paul, how does participating in Project Lead the Way help you in your other classes?
Well, when we learned about geometric drawings, we discussed a type of drawing called orthographic drawings, and that helped a lot in math because a lot of vocabulary was taught to me that I'd never known before that was specifically for math. The whole entire class helped me with a lot of classes, like the history to measurement was really good in history, or when we discussed space, that helped a lot in science too. And it just branches off to the whole entire curriculum of school.
So speaking of curriculum, how does Project Lead the Way interpret your current curriculum?
Project Lead the Way interprets our current curriculum because I'm in geometry right now, so it kind of helps me a lot with the vocabulary and such. It also helps other students with their classes, such as reading, because it kind of teaches us how to memorize vocabulary better and piece our ideas together.
Thank you, Rosetta. Lane, what role does technology play in Project Lead the Way?
PLTW is based off of technology, and we use technology every day in that class. One of the computer programs we use is called CAD, and we can make three-dimensional figures in the program.
We can make three-dimensional figures using the 3D printer that was sponsored by NASCAR.
NASCAR? How did that happen?
Our teacher, Dr. P, asked for a grant from NASCAR, and they decided to give it to her for the 3D printer.
Yeah, that donor's choose is pretty cool. Thanks, Mystique. Seth, how does participating in Project Lead the Way give you insight into things that can change the world for the better?
Engineering helps us change things for the better in many ways. One way was that people in parts of the world that can't get fresh water use this filter device that you can run dirty water through, and it filters it and makes clean water. Another reason was that there's a type of space camera that you can send into space to where you can see different parts of the world that you've never seen before.
That sounds like some pretty valuable things to learn in your class. Estefania, what skills or attributes do you think a person needs in order to be successful in Project Lead the Way?
You need to have some type of skills like collaborating, creative thinking. You also need to be a living organism and just be able to communicate. You also have to be able to be a good problem solver. You also need to be able to stand like with other ideas, not only yours.
And is that something that you were able to do when you started the class, or a skill that you developed throughout the class?
Actually, no. We actually developed it while in the class. And if we were to look back, we couldn't picture ourselves collaborating or problem solving like at the beginning of the year.
That's awesome. Thank you, Estefania. Mystique, how has Project Lead the Way made a difference in your life?
It's basically just changed the way I think about everything in general. I mean, I used to look at things and not think twice about it, but now I look at things and try and think of the way they're made, how they work, and what people do with them.
That's a really important skill to have, to be able to look at things and ask questions about them rather than just take them for granted. Michael, what are the biggest challenges of Project Lead the Way?
The biggest challenges in Project Lead the Way are usually the ones that consist of really hard critical thinking, as well as getting used to the CAD program and all its hard and difficult tools. Another big challenge is collaborating with your team when lots of your team members are against what you say, or you're against what they say, and you have to kind of meet in the middle. Right now, that's the only way to solve the problem, but we've also compromised, as in, okay, we'll just go with your idea, or okay, his idea is better.
Okay, John Paul, you wanted to add something to the challenges?
Definitely meeting the constraints, because sometimes they can be really short and you may not have enough time to finish your project, when really in real life, as in an engineering job, you wouldn't have much time to build a bridge with the amount of a budget and time.
I find that it's always difficult to keep to budget and time constraints. So those were the challenges of Project Lead the Way. Jonathan, what's the best part of Project Lead the Way?
The best part of PLTW is collaborating with your team and getting to work on the CAD program also with your team.
Michael, you wanted to add to that.
Also, the best part about Project Lead the Way is sometimes you'll switch groups and there are people that are in eighth grade that you wouldn't normally get to communicate with, but really in Project Lead the Way, when you're in their group, you get to find out what they've done or what they think of the class.
That's really interesting, because it sounds like the biggest challenges have also been the best parts of the program for you. So would you guys consider taking Project Lead the Way again, or would you consider taking something similar in high school? And we'll start with Rosetta.
Actually, I'm going to Troy next year, and I'm doing their Project Lead the Way or their International Baccalaureate program. So I'm continuing it anyways. And I think it would be better if more high schools had this opportunity to continue the curriculum.
Do you feel really prepared for that then?
Yeah, I feel really prepared for it now that I've already started the program.
Awesome. And Jonathan, you wanted to add something to that?
I would want to continue PLTW because of all the challenges, it's actually quite enjoying.
Okay, Estefania, you've got something to add too.
I actually would like to continue PLTW throughout high school, because a lot of students didn't have the chance to experience what we did. And I think it's really, really valuable that we got to experience this.
I completely agree with that, that everybody should have the opportunity to take a class like this. Michael, you have something else to add?
Yes, I would really like to continue the program, because the career I want to get into involves lots of the skills that come along with PLTW, like critical thinking, collaboration, and meeting constraints.
And what career is that?
It's called Imagineering. They build all the rides and animatronics for Disneyland.
All right, Project Lead the Way students, I really appreciate your giving up your time to chat with me this afternoon. Thank you so much. I think the community will be really interested in hearing all that you have to say. So thank you again for joining me in our first student interview podcast.
Thank you, NASCAR Foundation.
Thank you for listening to the La Habra City School District podcast. Don't forget to visit our website at www.lahabraschools.org. Podcast copyright La Habra City School District.